SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In the aftermath of Wednesday's deadly mid-air collision, divers have recovered 40 bodies from the cold waters of the Potomac River. 67 people in all were killed. There were no survivors. The National Transportation Safety Board planning to issue a preliminary report on its investigation of the disaster in about a month. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Hegseth says it's clear that one of the aircraft was at the wrong altitude.
Was the Black Hawk too high? Was it on course? Right now, we don't quite know. But what I want to tell your viewers and the nation is we will get to the bottom of what happened here. It's completely unacceptable.
Hegseth on the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends. President Trump is ordering the FAA to scrap DEI hiring policies. Mr. Trump says air traffic controllers' hiring must be based solely on merit and skill.
You're talking about extremely complex things, and if they don't have a great brain, a great power of the brain, they're not going to be very good at what they do, and bad things will happen.
How popular is the president?
Quinnipiac University poll results show that President Donald Trump is beginning his second White House term with an approval rating 10 points higher than at the start of his first term, while the Democratic Party owns its highest unfavorable rating since 2008. The survey found that 46% of voters say that they approve of the job Trump is doing, while 43% say they disapprove, and 11% did not offer an opinion. 31% of voters say they have a favorable opinion of the Democratic Party, while 57% say they have an unfavorable opinion. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also on SRNNews.com, the Senate's confirmed Doug Burgum as Interior Secretary. The vote 79-18. President Trump has tapped the two-term North Dakota governor to oversee a boost in fossil fuel production, a return to American energy independence. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 51 points, the NASDAQ 261 points higher. This is SRN News. What should the church do about pornography?
Poll after poll indicates that large percentages of the American public are using porn and many are becoming addicted. It's hitting children and teens hard, and even clergymen are not immune. So what to do? Some churches are starting programs to help those addicted to pornography, but it is a slow process. The Barna report says 54% of Christians going to a church say they do not have a specific program there to address porn. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under President Trump, the Department of Education has declared book bans to be a hoax and has dismissed 11 complaints that had been filed during the Biden administration. Nicole Nelly, president of Parents Defending Education, says for years parents have said they deserve to know if sexually explicit materials were available to young children, and they were maligned by the media and the Biden administration. Lawmakers in numerous states are acting to remove pornographic material from the libraries of elementary and secondary schools. SRN News. A New York food bank lands tons of top-grade salmon, but there's a catch.
The Food Bank of Central New York was offered more than 40,000 pounds of salmon, but the fish were still in the water at local Coho, an indoor fish farm that was shutting down. So volunteers had to go in with nets and catch about 13,000 salmon, says farm manager Adam Kramarczyk.
That's a lot of fish to do something with, right? We didn't want it to go to waste, go into a dumpster or something like that.
The salmon goes to 243 food pantries and other institutions in the food bank's network. Julie Walker, New York.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs renewing a push to regulate a precious resource, groundwater, in rural parts of the state. The goal is to control the pumping of groundwater, long practiced by farmers and rural residents without restrictions. Hobbs threatens to act on her own if the legislature can't reach a compromise this session. More details, SRNNews.com.